Welcome to the RCI Business Report for today, November 1st, 2019. Today, our report covers the Jamaica, Barbados, Trinidad and Tobago, and the Eastern Caribbean Securities Exchange. Trades on October 30th. On the Eastern Caribbean Securities Exchange, there were no trades on November 1st, 2019. Here are some of the latest closing prices for the equities listed on the ECSE. Bank of St. Vincent and the Grenadines Limited, $6.75. East Caribbean Financial Holding Company Limited, $4.50. Grenada Electricity Services Limited, $10. Republic Bank of Grenada Limited, $45. Grenada Cooperative Bank, $8. St. Lucia Electricity Services Limited, $20. SL Horsford & Company, $2. Bank of Nevis Limited, $3.50. On the Trinidad Stock Exchange, overall market activity resulted from trading in 13 securities, of which 3 advanced, 4 declined, and 6 traded firm. Trading activity on the first-tier market registered a volume of 437,840 shares, crossing the floor of the exchange, valued at $19,489,435.75. Scotiabank Trinidad and Tobago Limited was the volume leader with 123,220 shares changing hands for a value of $7,319,747.10, followed by Trinidad Cement Limited with a volume of 100,000 shares being traded for $200,000. NCB Financial Group Limited contributed 95,608 shares with a value of $1,018,225.20, while Republic Financial Holdings Limited added 76,209 shares valued at $9,412,490.65. Republic Financial Holdings Limited registered the day's largest gain, increasing $1.39 to end the day at $123.51. Conversely, Unilever Caribbean Limited registered the day's largest decline, falling 50 cents to close at $24. Clico Investment Fund was the only active security on the mutual fund market, posting a volume of 14,761 shares valued at $355,137.21. Clico Investment Fund remained at $24.06. Calypso Macro Index Fund remained at $15.75. Epley Caribbean Property Fund Limited SCC Development Fund remained at 67 cents. Epley Caribbean Property Fund Limited SCC Value Fund remained at $1.70. Praetorian Property Mutual Fund remained at $3.05. The second-tier market did not witness any activity. Morven Holdings Limited suspended remained at $12. The SME market did not witness any activity. Cinema One Limited remained at $7.31. The USD equity market did not witness any activity. MPC Caribbean Clean Energy Limited remained at $1. On the Jamaican Stock Exchange in Thursday's trading session, the following reflects the movement of the JSE indices. The JSE index advanced by 3,577.89 points to close at 495,187.93. The JSE All Jamaican Composite Index advanced by 3,949.97 points to close at 543,754.31. The JSE Select Index advanced by 82.20 points to close at 12,818.15. The JSE Cross-Listed Index declined by 0.06 points to close at 98.36. The JSE Financial Index advanced by 1.15 points to close at 134.56. The JSE Manufacturing and Distribution Index advanced by 1.05 points to close at 95.12. Overall market activity resulted from trading in 40 stocks, of which 22 advanced, 12 declined, and 6 traded firm. Market volume amounted to 38,125,741 units valued at over 101,388,567.81. Wigton Windfarm Limited Ordinary Shares was the volume leader with 30,312,120 units, followed by Sagicor Select Funds Limited Financial with 3,252,010 units, and Carreras Limited with 1,216,915 units. On the Barbados Stock Exchange, one declined and one traded firm as 1,002,315 shares traded on the regular market with a total value of $65,764.75. Government of Barbados Bond Series D was the volume leader with $1 million at a high of $0, a low of $0, before closing at $64.99, which traded 2,315 shares. Today's financial tip: what is a bid offer spread? This is the difference between the selling price and the purchase price of investments. The bid price is the price at which you can sell your shares, and the offer price is the price at which you can buy them, and the difference between them is the spread. Join us Monday for another RCI Business Report.